8:16 at WHUD, so I don't know if you're aware of it, but this is Shark Week. It's always a big deal at the Discovery Channel. And adventurous Kinga Phillips, first Kinga I've ever met, Kinga Phillips has got a show this week, and she wants to tell you about it.
My show is called What Shark Attacked, and that is going to be on the 30th at 8 p.m., but we have 20 different shows on Shark Week this year, and they are all over amazing with all kinds of different sharks and all sorts of different adventures.
So What Shark Attacked, you figure out who bit who?
That is exactly right. That is, in a nutshell, exactly what it is. We're looking at viral video from all over the world that was sent to us where we don't know what shark committed the attack. So myself and a bunch of shark researchers, we break it down, we look at all the evidence, and we decide what shark attacked.
What shark bites the most?
Well, we have a variety of sharks, and some of it is quite surprising. I mean, you have kind of the standard culprits in there. You have the white sharks and the tiger sharks and the bull sharks, but we have a couple in there that you wouldn't expect.
Like minnows? No, I'm just kidding, dude.
No minnows in this one. No piranha, no minnows. We're sticking to the sharks.
If you know this much about shark bites, do you still go into the ocean?
I do. In fact, I was in the ocean yesterday. So that should really tell people something, huh? If I'm out there swimming all the time and I'm still here to talk to you, it means we're just not on the menu.
How do you avoid getting bit by a shark?
Well, your chances are real low, first of all. I mean, a coconut is probably going to get you a lot faster than a shark bite. But, you know, there are a couple things that people can do to be a little bit safer. Statistically, again, super low, but you can always reduce that. Swimming at dusk and dawn is usually not a great thing. That's when a lot of predators feed, whether it's terrestrial or whether it's in the ocean. Obviously, if you're seeing prey items, like if you're seeing a bait ball of fish or if you are seeing seals or sea lions, maybe don't go swim amongst them. So there are some good common sense ideas that you can utilize to make yourself a lot safer in the ocean. Hi, this is Kinga Phillips from Shark Week. My show, What Shark Attacked, is July 30th at 8 p.m. and you are listening to Mike Bennett on WHUD.